Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is Acts chapter 2, verse 38 to 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 to 42. I'd like to read. And Peter said to them, "Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation," so that those who had received his word were baptized, and there were at that day about 3,000 souls, and they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. This is the word of God. Today's title is The Meaning of Observing Lent is Repentance and Renewal. The meaning of observing Lent is repentance and renewal. Easter falls on the first Sunday after vernal equinox and the full moon, the 15th day of the lunar calendar. This year, the vernal equinox is on March 20. And the first full moon after that will be on April 13th. The Sunday following the first full moon is April 20th. If you count the 40 days back from Easter, excluding Sundays, that day marks the beginning of Lent. This year, that day was Wednesday, March 5th. In the early church, baptism were held on Easter, and those who wished to be baptized had a 40-day period of repentance to prepare for baptism. It is a period for those who have already been baptized to reflect on the Lord's death on the cross and the resurrection in their heart, and to reflect on whether they are living a for life of faith before the Lord who died for us. It is a period of removing all obstacles to repentance and moving forward to the Lord. First, it is a period of renewing my heart and inner self that is being renewed and reborn. In short, Lent can be said to be a period of devout training in preparation for Easter. There are many events related to the number 40 which correspond to Lent in various places in the Bible. The common denominator of all these events is that they are periods of testing and disciplines. Before Jesus began his public ministry, he fasted for 40 days in the wilderness and tempted by the Satan three times. You can find that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 2. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. Although he is God, he had a human body and overcame the test that the first man Adam failed to do. So it becomes a period of preparation to overcome with the word of God in order to carry out the ministry of Messiah. According to the Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, the for since himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. During the great flood in Noah's time, it rained for 40 days. You can see the Genesis chapter 7, verse 4. Moses also fasted for 40 days on Mount Sinai. During this period, God tested and refined them, intending to use them for His purpose. This time of sanctification is a period to deny oneself, fight against sin, and like Jesus, struggling to the point of shedding blood to achieve victory. It is a time to be set apart and to make a firm commitment to focus solely on the Lord in my heart. It is a time when we must not waver, but prepare our heart to bear our own cross for the word and will of God and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. You can find at the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in His steps." So, what is the right attitude for a saint during Lent? We must repent. In the Old Testament, ashes were used as an essential tool of repentance and confession before God. You can find at the Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, "So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek," the Daniel, "Him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And they repented, sitting in the ashes of the fire and putting ashes on their head. It was out of a deep sorrow for their sins and a heart that sought God's forgiveness and mercy." Lent always begins on Wednesday, which is called the Holy Wednesday or Ash Wednesday. We draw a cross on our forehead with ashes, despite the Lord's unspeakable suffering and death for us. We must have a sense of powerlessness toward sin and a humble confession of all our sin. Amen. We must sorrowly repent for not loving God and our neighbor with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Let's look at the Luke chapter 10, verse 27. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." There is no condition to loving God, that we must love with all our might. However, aren't we still making the wrong choice in our heart, like the rich young man, between loving material things and loving God? We must repent for stealing God's money and failing to give tithes and offerings. The tithe is entirely God's. If we have not given a complete tithe and have given tithes that deceived God's eyes, we must repent. Those who truly fear God as their Father and fear God will never deceive God. We must repent for the sins we are commit, even though we know they are sins because our flesh is weak. Satan deceives us and makes us commit sin. According to the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, the scripture said, "But I am afraid lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. And it prevents you from taking responsibility for sin and eventually expose the sin and leads to death." We must never be deceived by sin. And we must also repent for not loving our neighbors as ourselves. We must repent for not showing pity to the poor and not helping them. It is said that despising the poor is a sin of contempt for God. You can see the Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31. Bible says, "He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who is gracious to the needy honors him." That is why the Israelites did not cut down all the fruit and the grains when they harvested. And even after harvesting, they gleaned the ears of grain for the poor. You can find at the Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9 to 10, and Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19. They sorely helped the poor and the needy. And we must repent for not raising our children properly with faith and the word, and for entrusting them completely to God. We must humbly bow down before God and honestly repent as parents. In this way, during the Lent, we must gather at our sins without exception, like gathering grains, repent and pray before God and have a new heart. That is becoming new and keeping Lent properly. We who believe in the resurrected Lord are those who have received new life by participating in the Lord's death and resurrections. Now we must prepare for my resurrection today. The first one, we must remember the Lord's boundless grace and love, wake up and prepare. Like the parable of the 10 virgins, each of us must prepare a torch to welcome the Lord who returns as the bridegroom. Lent is a period of preparation to show my face to the fathers. Those who are not prepared to receive the Lord cannot taste the grace of the cross and God gives, nor can they know the love of the cross, the power of the cross, or the strength of the cross. We must reflect on the times we have believed incorrectly, neglect to read the Bible, fail to pray, and not entrust everything to God. During the season of the Lent, we should prepare through fasting, prayers, and vigil prayers. We must also examine our surroundings and take care of things that need to be set right. If we have caused others to stumble, we should go to them, ask for forgiveness, and reconcile. This is the time to resolve all unresolved matters. The Israelites of the Old Testament era kept the holy days, risking their lives. There are many holidays, the feast, in the New Testament era as well. There are the Lent, including the Lord's Day, Passion Week, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the Parents' Days. Although we lived bound by times when we observe this feast, our lives will be free from worries and concern, and we will receive the blessing of all things being successful as we wish. You can find at the Deuteronomy chapter 28 what kind of blessing the God provided to us. The redeemed saints must not neglect any of the feast and must always be awake and prepared. Second one is that the Lord has asked us to do something. He has told us to prepare for something. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus says to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." We must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and Follow Jesus. There are three practical things in this world. First one, we must deny ourselves. We are beings who die on the cross with Jesus. According to the Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, if I were dead, there would be no such things as me. Since I am still alive, there is mine and me. Since we do not deny ourselves, even when we go to church, we think of our own interest, our own work, and our own family first. Have you ever thoroughly denied yourself while believing in Jesus? This means following the thought of the Spirit, not the thought of the flesh. Jesus said, if you do not love me more than your parents, you are not worthy. During the Lent, we must practice the devout practice of denying ourselves. Secondly, we must bear the cross. We must bear the cross. The weight of the cross is about 240 pounds. While carrying that heavy cross, no one will gossip about others or interfere with others' business. However, those who do not bear the cross completely tempt others and do not come to church. Such people are people who do not have their own cross and live a life of faith. There are people who do not bear the cross. Bearing the cross is working for one's own benefit. We must separate ourselves from the world and bind ourselves to the cross of the Lord. If we bind all the shameful contents of our lives to the cross of the Lord and cry Golgotha with the Lord in faith, all our sins will be forgiven. Amen. And third, we must follow Jesus. The path the Lord takes is not a welcome path. It is a path of nakedness, hunger, and starvation, and it is a path where we are insulted, beaten, and driven wherever we go. If we are those who have received the gospel, we must naturally suffer for the Lord. According to the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, it is possible only when we believe that the crown of life awaits us after that sufferings. Following Jesus means obeying the word. The Lord emptied himself to obey the Father's word until death. Let's look at the Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant, and being made in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Amen. There are many who believe the Bible, but few who obey it. Jesus said, I know that the Father's commandment is eternal life. John chapter 12, verse 50. And did what the Father pleased. Blessed are those who read the Bible, but more blessed are those who live by His word. Amen. Let's look at the Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it. For the times is near. The Bible records that obedience is better than sacrifice, and listening is better than the fat of lambs. You can find at the 4 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. This obeying God's words is like committing the sins of bowing down to foreign idols. Jesus, in order to save humanity, obeyed with an amen. Amen. To the command to bear the cross. According to the Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We must realize the value and the preciousness of the blood of the cross. We cannot be forgiven of our sins with gold, silver, or diamonds. However, the precious blood that Christ shed on the cross has the power to forgive our original sin, heal the three sins, and the personal sin all at once. During Lent, we must remember the value and the preciousness of the blood of the Lord's cross and realize its meaning. Amen. We should pray that ask God to send us wisdom, understanding, and discernment so that we can grasp his word through the Holy Spirit. To such a person, God who looks at the heart will hold on to everything and guide them. We must abandon hypocrisy. The true believers should not pretend to believe the Jesus Christ, hypocritical religious leaders seven times. What is a hypocrisy? It is different on the outside and inside, and pretending to believe when you don't believe. It is no different than plastering a tomb that already smells like a dead body and making it look good. We must throw away all the hypocrisy that we have had so far, pretending to believe, pretending to pray, and pretending to praise. Amen.